It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We have some rain in Effingham, and we're at 71 degrees. Morning low 69, got to 86 yesterday, and looking for a high today of 80 with this rain keeping the temperature down a bit. They're talking a quarter to a half an inch of rain possible today. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Weather permitting, it'll be another big day at the 82nd Annual Effingham County Fair. The Freedom 250 Museum will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., located just behind the grandstand on the fairgrounds at Altamont. 7 heats of harness racing is scheduled. Post time is 12 noon. Hear the action on KJ Country at 102.3. The Community Showcase will continue with presentations at 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. in the Schutzenfest building. Avery Bonoff will perform on the free stage tonight at 5. Lures Carnival opens at 6. It'll be a wristband night tonight. The feature evening attraction will be the Whippoorwill Rodeo, sponsored by Rural King. As far as judging, that'll include the 4-H and Junior Dairy Cattle Show at 9 a.m., the 4-H and Junior Pygmy Goat Show at 1 p.m. Hear the 4-H judging results at 8:45 this morning on KJ Country at 102.3 with Emma Beckman. Open show judging will include the Class U Meat Goat Show. That's set for 9 a.m. Fair again runs through Saturday at Altamont. A Totopolis resident was injured in a single vehicle crash on Tuesday morning. The crash happened just after 9 a.m. on Pearl Street, just north of State Street in Totopolis. The Effingham County Sheriff's Office reported 20-year-old Danica Sleeper was traveling north on Pearl Street when she fell asleep. The vehicle ran off the road to the right, then struck a speed limit sign and a concrete box culvert. The car ended up in the ditch. Totopolis Fire Protection District personnel extricated Sleeper from the vehicle. She was transported by Rural Med EMS, then airlifted by Air Evac to Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. No citations were issued. The Effingham County Airport Commission dealt with good news and bad news at Wednesday's meeting. The good news is that the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the east-west runway extension is set for 11 a.m. on August 20th. The extension of the runway will allow larger aircraft to utilize the airport. The bad news is that work on the new hangar building is not completed. The project is 58 days beyond the scheduled completion. The Airport Commission plans to ask the County Board to seek up to 58 days of liquidated damages, approximately $73,000. A concern, in addition to the late completion, according to Airport Commission Chairman Ken Woltman, is that the county is losing rental revenue. Airport Manager Jerry Tate said tenants have been itching to get into the new facility. County Engineer Greg Custer said, "We need to make the county whole." Also Wednesday, Commission member Doug McDevitt provided information on a new 12,000-gallon fuel tank. A stumbling block is that state law limits the size of tanks to 10,000 gallons, but other airports in Illinois are willing to team up with the Effingham County Airport to get the law changed to accommodate the larger tanks. The law has limited the tank size due to fears of fuel containment. Airport commissioners also discussed phase two of an apron expansion, a lease for a shop building, and the coming year's budget. The Effingham City Council met this week. We talked about the presentation regarding the Hart Theater. Several other items were on the agenda. One matter that they did complete is the purchase of an audio system for the downtown area. That'll be purchased from Vox Audio Visual for just under $91,000, and it is an outgrowth of a matter that was discussed during the long process of developing the city's new comprehensive plan. When the downtown was discussed, that purchase of that sound system was suggested, and that now comes to fruition with that action by the council. Additionally, the council agreed to extend a previous agreement with Chad Hawkins for work on his building, and that should be completed. There were some things beyond Chad's control that delayed the completion of that work. Also, they adopted a downtown Southtown business area redevelopment program agreement with Ted and Laura Custer. They have a rehabilitation project at 109 South 1st Street for climate-controlled storage of Effingham. In addition, the council took action regarding cruise night. It was agreed to allow Village Wine to have a downtown cruise night again this year to allow certain temporary city street closures for that event. By the way, that event is set for September 12th. Also, there were many discussion items at Tuesday night's meeting. In addition to those matters of action, one matter of discussion was a municipal code change related to a liquor license for what used to be the DAV Club at 405 Vulcan Drive, and there will now be the allocation of a liquor license to Eugene Stroll and Nicholas Esker if that is brought to the finish line. It was approved as far as a discussion item, so it doesn't appear there will be any problem when that item comes up for a vote at the next council meeting. They also discussed an exchange of property along South Route 45, and that is related to property that's owned by Stacy Durbin. They want to give her a different parcel of property, or at least make a different parcel of property available, and then that purchase would be finalized. It's related in part to the extension to the west of Airport Road, which the city would like to see completed. It would extend west over to the railroad tracks and would open all of that area north of John Booz and Company to industrial or commercial development. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Again, that was a discussion matter. Also, the council discussed a matter that was raised by City Police Chief Kurt Davis regarding a major case squad. The Effingham County Sheriff's Office, I need to change what I said from last hour, is a member of a major case squad, and the city would like to be a part of that major case squad, or a major case squad. That's all going to be brought to the finish line soon, but there didn't appear to be any objections from anybody on the council about moving ahead with that major case squad agreement. They also discussed decorative street signs. Those have been a hit. More good comments from city residents on that than just about anything I can remember in a while, and they agreed to purchase another group of signs for just over $138,000. They have been mighty well received by city residents. And they also discussed a schedule for the next budget cycle for the city. Of course, it doesn't start till May, but it's never too late to get rolling on that. So those matters were up for discussion at Tuesday night's meeting as well. The Topolis School District has another in their series of Clearview Community Conversations scheduled today. That'll be at the Topolis District office at Topolis High School, and that is set for noon today as they continue the process of getting public information and public input regarding improvements to the Topolis Grade School facility. So that's coming up today at noon. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
What if going to work every day was optional? What would that mean for you? Maybe it means being able to slow down without worrying about money, spending more time with your kids and grandkids, traveling more, saying no to overtime and yes to vacation, or simply having confidence that you're going to be okay. At the Youngblood Group, we help individuals and families achieve a work-optional life with retirement planning, investments, insurance, and financial guidance designed around real life. Life is busy enough. That's why we make it easy to meet virtually, from home, the office, the back porch, or wherever you're most comfortable. Just text the words WORK OPTIONAL to 217-814-9155. That's 217-814-9155. And I'll send you a link to get started. Or visit youngbloodgroup.net. This is Zach Youngblood with the Youngblood Group, helping you make work optional.
Backpacks? Check. School supplies? Check. Savings account? We've got that covered with Land of Lincoln Credit Union's Back to School Special. From August 1st through September 30th, open a new LLCU Making Sense Youth account and we'll cover the $5 opening deposit. It's the perfect way to help your child start building smart money habits and a bright financial future. Stop by any Land of Lincoln Credit Union branch and get started today. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you have an old 401k sitting with a previous employer, or maybe multiple retirement accounts scattered in different places? Keeping track can be confusing. I'm Nathan Schultz, financial advisor with Smith Moore & Effingham. I can help you review your options and roll old 401ks or IRAs into one plan that's easier to manage and designed around your goals. Call me today at 217-708-2065 to get started. Let's simplify your retirement savings and keep your money working for you. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
A look at deaths on this Thursday. Raymond R. Scholes, 96, of Edgewood, died on Tuesday. Funeral services for Raymond Scholes will be this Sunday at 2 p.m. at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. There will be a visitation time from noon to 2. There's also going to be a Masonic rites at 11:40 on Sunday morning. Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood, again, is assisting. Jennifer K. Lynn Oakley, 40, of Greenup, died on July 25th. A celebration of life for Jennifer Oakley is planned this Saturday from 2 to 9 p.m. That'll be at the Toledo Christian Church in Toledo. Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup, is assisting. Randy Wayne Spray, 74, of Greenup, died on Sunday. A visitation for Randy Spray is planned today, and that'll be from 5 to 7 this evening at Toledo Christian Church in Toledo. And then the funeral service for Randy Spray is planned Friday morning at 11 o'clock in the Marion Christian Church, rural West Salem. And there will be an hour's visitation from 10 to 11 Friday morning at the church in West Salem for Randy Spray. And locally, Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup, is assisting on those services for Randy Spray. Also, the passing of Nancy Marie Blankenship, age 66. She had ties to this area and to southern United States. There are services planned in Pontotoc, Mississippi, today and tomorrow, for Nancy Blankenship, and then there will be a local service this coming Tuesday the 11th from 10 to 11 a.m. That'll be at the Montrose Methodist Church, and then the funeral service will follow at 11 a.m. on the 11th, again at Montrose Methodist Church. And locally, Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup, is assisting. A public visitation for 4-year-old Paisley Grace Taylor, daughter of Ryan and Lacey Taylor, will be tonight. That'll be from 4 to 8 tonight at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup for Pacey Taylor. And a private family funeral service will be held after that visitation. Funeral services for Daniel Prummer, 76, of Totopolis, will be Monday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Daniel Prummer will be from 4 to 6 Sunday evening at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Funeral services for 80-year-old David Rinker of rural Strasburg will be today. That'll be at noon at Howanyaki Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Visitation for David Rinker from 10 to noon this morning. Memorial services for David Earl Stapp, 84, of Newton, will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at Crane Funeral Home in Newton, and a brief visitation for David Earl Stapp from 10 to 10:30 this on Saturday morning. A memorial mass for 70-year-old Leanne Beening of Totopolis will be today. That'll be at 11:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Leanne Beening will be from 9 to 11 this morning at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham, with a prayer service during that at 9:30 this morning. Funeral services for Roger Combs, 66, of Altamont, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Gieskine Funeral Home in Altamont for Roger Combs. Here's a look at our forecast. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 a.m. We are currently having rainfall in Effingham. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. High today near 80. Winds around 5 miles an hour. Rain chance after this moment, 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch. Tonight, then, a 50-50 shot at rain. That's mainly after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low tonight of 68. And then Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's after 5 p.m. And partly sunny skies will be the rule for the balance of the day Friday with a high of 86. Still a shot at a shower on Friday night, so we'll keep an eye out. Morning low, 69. Yesterday's high, 86. Right now we are at 71 degrees. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.